This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we are joined right now on the fan hotline by our good buddy, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo, and he is brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. How you doing, Ray?
I'm good. Short week, guys. I'm trying to take care of my body, make sure I can stay up Thursday night. You know how it goes.
You don't get any Veterans Day offs, though, right? I mean, you're not like Hayward or Watt.
Nah, maybe that's coming in the next couple of years. I don't get that designation yet.
Does Dulac?
Dulac does, yeah. He's the senior guy, so of course.
All right, Ray. Steelers injury report coming off a Sunday game now, turning over to a Thursday, and you just played Baltimore. I actually think looks pretty good. Apart from Alex Highsmith, you think there's anybody in danger of missing this one?
No, I don't. According to Mike Tomlin, when he spoke with us yesterday, it was going to be a good week in that regard. So, I think Highsmith has a chance to come back for the Bengals game. That would be a big boost. So if they can get by for one more game without him, that would be huge.
Ray, do you think this game's a definition of a trap game?
Like division games on the road, Doran, it's hard for me to characterize those as traps. But I will say this. I think we talked about this last week. I think you guys asked me about, my feel for the Ravens game. And, I wanted to pick against the Steelers just because I didn't think, they could continue their dominance over Lamar. But I did because there's just this feeling around the Steelers now, like a quiet confidence. There's something different about this team than previous teams, I think. So I will say this, the next time they lose, I'll be surprised. So let's put it that way. But again, Thursday night, short week on the road, a team, a place where you're 1-4-1 in your last, six games. It's going to be tough, but I would be surprised if they don't go out there and win.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joining us, our Steelers insider right here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, do you think that Russell Wilson will bounce back? Or a different way, I guess, of asking it is, are you concerned because he didn't really play all that well against the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been feast or famine with him in the red zone, guys. He was 3-for-4 the previous week in Washington, then 0-for-4. Even if you go back to his first start, when they scored 37 against the Jets, I think they were really good in the red zone there. And then they followed that up with another bad game in the red zone against the Giants. So, I think Arthur Smith can maybe, get some easier completions for him. There has been some pressure here in the last couple of weeks. Russell, instead of throwing the ball away, is holding on to it. That's led to some sacks and, some bad decisions. So, if there was one thing I think Arthur can do, and this doesn't even necessarily mean in the red zone, but, draw up some stuff in the short game, maybe some screen passes, some quick hitters on the outside just to get him into a better rhythm and get those receivers involved earlier as well.
What's your take on the lack of targets and catches for Pat Freiermuth? I mean, clearly, Darnell Washington has been effective and Russ has targeted him more than Pat, but it just doesn't seem like he's as involved in the game plans week in and week out as we thought he would be at the start of the season.
Yeah, Dorn. He only played 58% of the snaps against the Ravens. And you know how Arthur likes to use personnel packages. Last week, there was a lot of Hayward. If Pruitt is back this week, there's going to be a lot of Pruitt. He's at his best in the running game. And I think against teams like the Ravens, you know, we're very good run defense. I don't think Pat's going to be involved that much. And if you're not on the field, you know, you're not going to be involved in the passing game either. So, you know, we'll see if that changes against the Browns. You know, the Browns aren't as stout against the run as the Ravens were, but I'm kind of at a loss to explain it. You know, I don't think they're purposely targeting Washington more. I think it just kind of worked out that way, but they got to find a way to get Freiermuth more involved. I think he's their, right now, he's their second best receiver, and they're just not using him, you know, in that vein.
How about the guy that is their real second best receiver, Ray? Mike Williams, 9 snaps first game, yeah, but the touchdown catch, 25 on Sunday, but nada. Zip. Bupkis. You think we're going to see the ball thrown in his general direction once or twice in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's a good sign that they trusted him to play 25 snaps. You know, Mike talked about this the other day. When George and Mike were out there at the same time, that's the reason Washington was open over the middle of the field on those few occasions. Now, I don't know why Freiermuth isn't the guy in the middle of the field. Like, you know, we could probably dissect that. But, you know, when you're playing two deep safeties and you're worried about two guys going deep down the field, that is going to open it up for some other guys. So maybe the Browns will take a different approach. You know, Jim Schwartz is a guy who's kind of always been a risk taker. So maybe he will leave some guys open on the outside. Maybe this is a week for Williams to get more involved. But I do think down the stretch, yeah, he's certainly going to be a bigger part of this offense.
Say you're living in Australia and you put on the Steeler game and you watch a Steeler game and then you put on a Browns game. You watch a Browns game. Who, in your opinion, has more effect on a football game, T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett?
I mean, I watch T.J. every week, so I'm going to say T.J. Watt. But
you're in Australia. Steelers. You've never watched the Steelers. You've never watched the Browns. And you put one game on at 1 p.m. and then the next game on at 4:25 p.m. Give me your opinion. You've never watched either of them before. Who would you think?
I would say probably Garrett, because I don't think he's double and triple teamed as much as TJ is. That's the only reason I say that. If you turn it on and you just want to, if you understand football, I don't know, like the premise of the question is maybe Australians don't understand the American game, but
they're fighting off snakes and giant bugs and stuff.
I'm just saying, like, take off your bias hat because you do watch the Steelers every week. If you've never watched these two teams play and you do understand football.
Yeah, no, I think TJ is the better player. I think you saw it last week, Dorn. You know, he had the one sack, was kind of a coverage sack, but he was more involved in the run game. And if you're going to double and triple team him every single week, yeah, you're going to limit his sacks, but he's going to find ways to impact the game. I don't think it's any surprise that Cam Hayward is having the season he's having because of what TJ and Alex have done on the outside. He's giving opportunities to those guys on the inside every single game. And I got a bird's eye view from the press box, man. It's either a tight end or a receiver. He's having the lineup as a wide nine a ton this year. I think maybe more than I've ever seen it. So he's having to deal with so much traffic to get to the quarterback. And we all know these quarterbacks are getting it out quick. So I think TJ is the better player. I'm going to continue to say that, but I know the Steelers have a ton of respect for Myles Garrett, and I know they're going to double-team him and chip him as well this week.
Real quick, while it's top of mind, the Browns play more 11 personnel than just about anybody. They don't always have extra guys in, and Jameis Winston holds the ball forever. I think it's a good matchup for the Steelers' pass rush. All right, Ray, say you're living in Zimbabwe. All right, I'm just kidding. Offensive line, real quick. We trust you when it comes to the Hogs. Broderick Jones, I thought better in the second half. How are you evaluating the line as a whole and then him in particular?
Well, first, Broderick, he struggled all season with penalties. He's got to clean that up. And I think eventually, that will happen. And, you know, Mike talked about it again earlier this week. He's young. He's one of the youngest guys on that offensive line, even though they've added a bunch of rookies this year. And, you know, that takes me to McCormick and Frazier. And, those two guys are playing extremely well. I think that goes to show you guys that, you know, you get 23 and 24-year-olds who have 3-4 years of starting experience, and you bring them in as rookies. It's a different story than bringing in a guy like Broderick Jones, who was a redshirt sophomore and didn't play a ton of snaps in college. So I know people want to get hung up on, you know, the pedigree there and all that stuff, but in the end, Jones is going to be fine in time. Might not be until next season, but in time, he'll be fine. And I've been super impressed with not only Zach Frazier, but Mason McCormick too. Both those guys are aggressive, physical, exactly the types of players that Andy Weidel wanted in the system.
Ray, this was tremendous as always. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you, Ray. Yeah. When you look at when you start looking at poisonous animals, like, they all live in Australia.
Yeah.
That's a place I've never had any. I never wanted to go to Australia.
And great white sharks.
What?
That's where they're all at.
So you run away from the snakes and the scorpions and things of that nature, and you try to go to the sea, and then you get eaten by a great white shark.
Correct.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm good.
I hear it's beautiful, great beaches, but when you need to sleep with a mosquito net, I'm out.
And they're, like,
big.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're way bigger than normal.
Yeah, they're like Darnell Washington compared to Connor Hayward.
Compared to me.
Well, yeah, right. Like, if you are the average everyday mosquito, Darnell Washington would be there.
I'd be more like a gnat.
We've had gnats in our house lately.
Same here. Like the fruit flies.
Yeah, is that a cold thing? Text us. 412-928-9370.
A lot of them.
A lot of them. And we can't, you know, we run a tight ship. We got clean houses.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everywhere. My daughter pisses her off. Daddy, there's a fruit fly in my oatmeal. Okay, eat it. Protein. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For you. All right, we might have to do Social Media's Biggest Loser right now. This might be the biggest runaway loser in the history of this award we hand out, Doran.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Social Media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I tweeted about Myles Garrett and TJ Watt and this Mark guy who listens to the show all the time. We like Mark. He said, I have not recently heard about this until you brought it up this morning. Are you just looking for something to be faux outraged about, and get squeaky voiced about? So that's what he writes. And then PJ the Pirate comes flying in. From Twitter, PJ the Pirate's his handle, from the top rope. Hey, he can't control his squeaky voice, just like you can't help your hideous face. It's never okay to talk about people's attributes they can't control, like your weird ogre-like body. We need to have a positive discourse now more than ever. Mark, be better.
Arg.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Your weird ogre-like body is just... Wait, taking a man's dignity.
I gotta find this.
I mean, he just, top rope, bang! You got a weird ogre-like body, Mark.
Jeez.
I do not co-sign that. I just wanted to read it on the air because...
Does he have a picture of himself on his thing?
PJ the Pirate?
No, the
other
guy.
Or Mark.
The ogre.
It's just a face shot. I mean, he kind of looks Shrek-ish, but... See, now I got sucked in. Oh, you want to see him? You're walking over here. Yeah, I'll find it. Now I got off at this guy right here. Our guy, Mark. He listens all the time. Does kind of have a Shrek-like look to him.
I like Mark. He tweets all the time.
Yeah, I didn't take...
I have no comment.
I didn't take offense to the squeaky voice thing. Sometimes when I get worked up, I do have a squeaky voice. By the way, in a couple of moments, I got to tell the people, I think Ken Carman from Cleveland is waging a psychological war on me.
What did he do now?
All right, I'll just tell people now. He texted yesterday for me to pass a message to you saying he listened to the Pitt game this weekend and thinks you did a fabulous job. He thinks you're good and he thinks you're fun.
Well, that's nice.
Which I agree with wholeheartedly. We've had these conversations on and off the air. You guys do a great job. You, Bostic, Bill, it's one of the best broadcasts, I think, in college radio. And I think if you compare it to some NFL broadcast, it's right there. I think you guys do an awesome job. But I think he knows that I've been talking a lot of trash on those guys lately. So I think it's twofold. One, he believes it. And B, he wants to make it known he's not complimenting me.
Oh.
I think he's firing a shot across the bow. That's right. I think he's trying to get in my head.
You don't think he would take a shot at the show? And you think it's more personal?
I think it's psychological warfare is what I think it is, Doran. Crowley, your partner's really good. That's how I feel like that went. And he's right.
But he said it about something that's not something that we do together.
I know what he's doing.
Don't let him get in your head.
I know what he's doing here, this Ken Carman. That's the other reason why. You know, Pony says he'll give the Steelers a pass if they lose. No. No, you can't. You can't. Because you know how they do over there. Two things. Garrett's better than Watt, and all Ben was crying to Marquise Pouncey. That's all they've got. That's the only stuff they got, Steelers over Browns. And they know that this game means a ton to us. You got to have it. I've said it's a must-win game. You get to 9-2, and then that way later in the season, if you do happen to waltz into Philly and lose like they always do, okay, you've got this one. You've got the other Browns game. Take care of business. It's a must-win. They're not playing for Jack.
Mm-mm.
Their coach, I think, is going to be gone. I don't think he wants to be there. Is Myles Garrett even going to be a Brown next year? I don't know. I'd start selling assets if I'm them. I'm trying to rebuild, and their biggest asset, without question, is Myles Garrett.
Deshaun.
He's not an asset.
Well, I mean, the biggest.
He's an ass.
Biggest, yeah, on the books.
Oh, it's their biggest contract.
Yeah.
They can't trade him.
I know, they can't do anything.
He sucks. See, my voice did get squeaky.
A little bit.
So the point being, I don't want to have to hear it from Browns fans. Because if they lose, it doesn't matter. They're already on their stairway to a normal, typical
year.
Yeah, year and Browns offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're traipsing on where they always wind up traipsing to. Meanwhile, the Steelers, I think, are destined potentially for something great, but not if you go out there and stub your toe. So if they lose, they don't care. If they win, they're just going to be relentlessly annoying, and I'm not prepared for that.
If they have any type of focus or energy for this game, it is definitely to be the thorn in the Steelers' side for the season and knowing that the Steelers are having a good year. And I do believe that I did hear Ken Carman and Lyman, those guys in the morning, kind of give credit to the Steelers a little bit of that they are a good football team.
Yeah, sure.
And they know that, and their team knows that, and you know, whenever you're in a position like this, and we talked before the show, I was like, I've been on teams where, you know, the coach would come in and say, like, we're still in the fight. We're still in it. And all of us would look at each other and be like, no, we're not. Like, no, we're not. But the fun thing is like, whenever you know that you're not in the fight, and we would play somebody like the Patriots, who is definitely in the fight, was probably going to go to the Super Bowl, you just want to beat them so bad, just to ruin everything, just to mess everything up. If there is any energy for the Cleveland Browns tomorrow night, it is to absolutely just ruin what the Steelers have momentum-wise going right now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, it's why I'm happy, actually, that Garrett did what he did yesterday. I could see the Steelers, previous vintages of the Pittsburgh Steelers, would sleepwalk into this game. See, Carmen's got me all rattled. I can't even talk. Previous vintages of the Pittsburgh Steelers would sleepwalk in here. 1-7 in Thursday road games, 2-4-1 against the Browns. Brady Quinn beat him, for God's sakes, in a road Thursday night game. But maybe Myles Garrett poked the bear. Maybe he Icarus this thing, got a little too close to the sun. Maybe TJ Watt, who's always great, is even a little bit more pissed off for greatness to show his worth. I like that. Give me a little trash talk this
week. Yeah, a little bit.
Get that blood going. Because I used to not believe in bulletin board material for professional athletes. I'm telling you, this was a transformative documentary watch, the 04 Red Sox. Like, that stuff matters, man.
Yeah, it does.
It matters. If you need that edge, Hines Ward used to make up an edge all the time. Like, he'd find something to piss him off. Michael Jordan, of all people, find something to piss him off. Give me a little trash talk for a game that maybe you're sleepwalking into, that now you're not.
there's one person that I know will have an edge for sure, and not into a super negative realm threat or edge, but definitely going to have an edge this game that I would definitely be prepared for. You know who that is?
Chubb.
Yep.
Because he had his ankle or his leg broke.
Yep. He's going to want to rush for 100 yards. He's going to do whatever it takes to rush for over 100 yards for this game.
I don't want to do what I'm about to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think he stinks now. And I don't. It's not his fault.
I think he's just getting used to playing again and running and cutting.
That's true. That's true.
And this could be the game where he starts to get his feet back underneath him. Literally.
You talk about human element. I can't imagine having that happen to my leg and then getting out there and being the same guy.
Twice. Happened in college.
Yeah. He is a hell of a football player who's not a hell of a football player right now. I don't know that the elements are going to do him any favors either, because now you got to go out there and cut and run on that thing, and it's going to be snowy and sleety and nasty. I think Najee has a big game. They can't stop the run. But you're right. You talk about ticked off for greatness. Yeah, I'm sure Chubb's had this one circled. And when you get players who are great or have been great, and now you give them that extra carrot, that's when they perform great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a good call by you. Their line stinks, too. DeJuan Jones is out. Don't know if Jedrick Wills is going to play. He stinks anyway. Just go win the freaking game. I hate this game. It's how I feel. It's different, though. Like, the Ravens, there's this, you hate them, but there's respect. Even though you beat them 8 out of 9 times. With the Browns, it's kind of like 13-9. It's obviously not as important. But West Virginia was a really good team, and you guys finished 5-7, and it propelled you to great things. But it's like, man, like, you got to win.
Yeah.
You got to take care of business. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, it's the kind of stupid thing that makes their season. Don't make their season tomorrow night. That should be the rallying cry. Don't make their season. You're their Super Bowl, even though tickets are going for $30, by the way. You're their Super Bowl. Don't play into it. Just go out there and take care of business. Texter, Crowley knows nothing, dude. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right, coming up next, a stat that I saw yesterday that I do think makes for an obvious topic and question. Are the Steelers more lucky than good? All right. Awkward spot. We're in an awkward spot. Steelers-Browns tomorrow, and man, it's getting nasty out there, Dorn. During the break, Pony going at Ken Carmen, Carmen going at Pony, and I always thought these guys liked each other. At least there's a respect there. They're both very good radio hosts. I think Carmen went over the line here. I do. We'll let the listeners be the judge. So Pony tweets out, quote from Ken Carmen. He hosts the morning show in Cleveland. You guys are familiar with him. TJ Watt is a loser. What a disgraceful, disrespectful comment, but par for the course from Carmen. Then Carmen replies, nope, I said a powder is a loser. They're not going to love you over there, Pony, no matter how hard you try.
Whoa.
Ken.
Wait, hold on.
Ken.
Hold on. Now, Pony, if he's putting words in people's mouths, he can't be doing that.
That's true, too.
You know, that would irk me a little bit, too. Like, oh, you're just going to say a different word that I said? I didn't say that somebody was a loser. I said a different word, so you're...
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right, but don't we have an obligation to defend our guy here in Pony? We all wear black and gold, Odyssey, Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan colors. It shouldn't even matter if he's right or wrong. We just got to roll up the sleeves like Anchorman, and someone's got to get Ken Carmen with the trident.
Yeah, you know what? Blind loyalty.
I grew up
with a mindset that I am not going to be dragged down by somebody else. So I'm going to sit this one out.
You're not going to do the blind loyalty thing.
No.
I'm going blind loyalty here. I got your back, Pony. Oh, wait. What is this? Hold up now. Pony then responds and say, hey, Odyssey has that... Let me read it again. This is why I'm not a superstar like these guys. Hey, has Odyssey asked you to do any national podcasts lately? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh.
Okay, a good retort, but now I feel like we get caught in the shrapnel.
Exactly. That's why I said I'm sensitive.
They ain't asked me to do any national podcasts.
Me neither.
So now I feel like we get hit.
I feel like there's no way to win in this situation if you...
I respect the hell out of Carmen and Lima. They do a hell of a show. They're number one in that Barrett Sports Media thing every year. And we're vying for that. We're fighting. Mm-hmm. We're trying to knock them off their perch, Doran. So I respect the hell out of those guys. I think they do a great show. I think Carmen's one of the best talents in America. I also happen to think the world a pony. Maybe mommy and daddy got to let the siblings fight this one out here.
Yeah.
They're not going to love you over there. It's a little hard. Oh, man.
Haymakers.
Very rarely does a brouhaha between radio hosts get me in the fields.
Steelers-Browns. There you go.
Now you got to win.
Yeah.
Now you got to win. And Pony's going to be, Pony got to understand, they lose the game, the Steelers. He can't come on here on Friday and say, oh, it's okay, it's a pass. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
No, because you're just going to get it from Carmen. Wowza.
Have you ever gotten into it with another radio host on Twitter?
I mean, we kind of did it last week with Carmen and Lima.
Yeah, but then he texted you.
Yeah, it wasn't that level. It wasn't that level of personal. Mm. We're not trying to take pot shots at people. Mm-mm. I think that's a pot shot from Carmen. They're never going to love you. If I said that to my sister, like, she's never talking to me again. Yeah, mommy and daddy love me more. Okay. See if they're funeral.
Yeah.
Like, jeez. Mm. Okay. Well, what were we supposed to talk about there? I forget. Oh, Steelers, lucky or good. We'll do that with Doug Whaley coming up. He's joining us from 9 o'clock until 10. We're going around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh's trusted tire source since 2009 when we come back. That's right, we're going around the NFL. Brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh's trusted tire source since 2000. Also would like to tell y'all that the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Joe Douglas fired. So the Jets fire their coach midseason. They fire their general manager midseason. And I actually saw a fair amount of New York people, Doran, defending Joe Douglas. Well, he drafted Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner and Breece Hall and Will McDonald and Braylon Allen and Jermaine Johnson and Michael Carter. Okay, he also brought in Aaron Rodgers and drafted Zach Wilson. I mean, the guy deserved to get fired. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're firing general managers mid-season, though. I'm not sure what advantage it gives you.
There's none, but if you were going to fire him whenever you fired Salah.
Seriously.
Same time.
They're part and parcel.
Yeah.
They both suck. He also hired Robert Saleh.
Right.
So if the guy who hired Robert Saleh gets to keep his job when you fired the guy, it doesn't make sense to me. What a tire fire.
Oh, man.
But you know what it really got me thinking of, man? Like, coming into the season, I thought the Steelers could get to 10 wins and it'd be a dogfight for the playoffs. It's not.
Nope.
You've got the Chargers. You've got the Ravens. You've got the Broncos as the three wild card teams. I think we already know who's making the playoffs in the AFC. There's seven playoff caliber teams. Indy's hanging around. They stink. They don't know who they want to play quarterback. Cincinnati's sitting there at 4-7. 9-8 ain't getting you in. So they can lose one game the rest of the day. They're not getting in.
No.
So the Steelers are better than what I thought they'd be. But even if they weren't, at 10-7, I think they'd have been a playoff team. The AFC is not tough with Miami and the Tua injury, and they just haven't been any good. It's a top-heavy conference, I think, this year.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had that notion to think that it was going to be tough because of the quarterback situation in the AFC. And, you know, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is going to be there. Allen's going to be there. You thought Lamar Jackson was going to be there. And, you know, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Then you get a veteran in Russ that's kind of creeping his way up. It's winnable.
Absolutely it is.
It's winnable. You thought that Trevor Lawrence was going to be better. Anthony Richardson, a young player. I mean, C.J. Stroud still is right there. But you had a lot of positive thoughts about some other quarterbacks that really haven't panned out.
Is there any team? There's two, actually. There are two teams that I think are outperforming expectation in the AFC this year, the Steelers and the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you could make an argument for the Chargers, but I happen to believe that they'd be good with Harbaugh.
We said that.
Yeah.
Whenever Harbaugh was announced as head coach, we're like, okay, like they're back.
Yes.
You know, with Justin Herbert, you're going to give him that quarterback? Yeah, they'll figure something out.
That's why he took the job.
Yeah.
He ain't a dummy.
Nope.
He knows. There are only two teams that are really outperforming expectations at a high level, and that's the Steelers, because I thought they'd be right around 500, and the Broncos. When the Steelers beat them, I might even set it on the air. How are they going to win two or three games this year?
Yeah.
They looked that bad. And so as much as it pains me to say, give Sean Payton some flowers for that one. All right, Doug Whaley going to join us from 9 until 10. Wednesday with Doug Whaley. Are the Steelers more lucky than good? Would he use Justin Fields? So many things to get to with Doug, and we will when we come back. But first, fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 68.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.